Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya. Bonga, can you say the words in English for us?
Yes. Gamaya means something like lead me to. So asat to sat, from the unreal to the real, lead me. From darkness to light, lead me. From death to immortality, lead me. So I think these three lines, they are the same. It's lead me to the truth.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And just allow our eyes to close if that's comfortable, settling into the space that Ganga has created for us. I'm going to mute everybody. Mute. I think you're not muted, Gonga. Here we go. Whatever you've come into the shrine with, you can, if it's possible, you could set it down. These days, the shrine for me is a refuge. If I'm very honest, it's not a place where I master anything at all. It's really a place where I can come with you guys, gals, guys, and pause and partake in the mystery. In the knowledge that there is something much bigger. That we can surrender to, perhaps. At least we can begin to, simply by coming together, by sharing this attitude of stillness together, not a rigid stillness, but a sort of attitude of where the body is, I don't know, listening. and we share silence in between my words. And maybe also we can touch a quality of spaciousness all around every experience, every thought, every perception, every breath, every feeling. It's like we're placing ourselves and everything we experience back into her, back into life. Not that we're ever not in her, but when we come to the shrine, we knowingly surrender. And we ask, just like Ganga's chant, in a way, without words necessarily, but we are asking for guidance. We all need guidance, however deep and clear our understanding. Really needing guidance, recognizing that we need, or that I need guidance, equates to recognizing that I don't know. That I am open because I don't know. Or that I am willing to be open because I recognize that I don't know. And when we are gathered in the shrine like this, we can really come undone. We can really experiment with not knowing. As if we were being unknitted. We can allow our thoughts to come undone. One thought pointing to the space in which it arises, rather than to the next thought. Space between each thought. Space between each words. So that the meaning of my words is light. And maybe you can just listen to the sound of the words more than the meaning at some point. And we can allow the body to become unknitted, undone. So that each sensation points to the space in which it arises. And each feeling and emotion becomes a current or a ripple that sings, to or about the space all around. Now listening to our bodies, just tasting your body this moment. Hello, body. Taste the quality of your weight, the weight of your body against the ground. Is it held or is it offered? Your legs, your pelvis. It's not a judgment. The answer is just a loving observation. Feel where your hands are meeting, whatever they are meeting. Is there tension in your palms, in your fingers? Or are your palms penetrating the surface of whatever they are in contact with? And feeling our shoulders, our arms, the whole length of our arms. Hello, arms, rivers that we call arms. Can you surrender the weight and the flow of your arms? Can you surrender the weight and the flow of your legs? Might we feel a support under the body that is alive and infinitely supported, so that the body can really, I don't know, rest on a cushion that is soft and friendly. Hello, face. And by the way, hello, tension, contraction, pain. you're welcome to surface. And when you surface, I'm just going to usher you out into the openness so that you can be touched by it. Hello, face. Eyes, forehead, temples, cheeks, lips, mouth, jaw, ears, nostrils, temperature, tingling, life. Don't see or remember your face, just feel the cacophony of sensations that we call the face. Feel the cacophony of sensations that we call the body, the whole body. Instead of feeling that you live in this thing called the body that has to be cohesive and consistent with the image, when you're in the shrine, you get to sort of reverse that, feel that the body lives in you, in your presence, in your listening presence. It gets a break from being a body bag for a person. Let it dance. Let it complain. Let it do whatever it wants. Perhaps also touch a felt sense of a very open space for the body, for the bodily sensations. Even, why not, a borderless space, so that the bodily sensations become like fish swimming in an aquarium that doesn't have any edges. You get to be the borderless aquarium in which the bodily sensations swim. Some swim a bit more slowly and heavily. Others dart around like little tadpoles. There's also the sound of Ellen's voice that ripples through this borderless water. Some thoughts ripple through, whatever. It's very alive in this open, borderless space. Or sometimes if you venture far enough, it's quite peaceful. As if you had orbited the stuff of our experience. Or you've deep dived into the depth of the aquarium. But then you can come back and feel again the body. In fact, we're going to explore a little bit with movements. And if you're sitting cross-legged, I invite you to extend your right leg a little bit out and to the right and keep your left leg folded with your left foot against your right thigh. I'm just going to actually lower and move back so you can see what I'm doing. So I've got my right leg is open to the right side and my left is folded. And then once you've clocked what I'm doing, you can keep your eyes closed. It really doesn't matter if you don't follow the instructions precisely, just adapt if you're sitting on a chair. And then slowly feel the spine sort of elongating without being mechanical at all. Just feel the natural verticality of the spine. Maybe feeling the volume and the sort of weight of your pelvis really rooting into the earth. And from that place, that center, that place of stability, letting the spine rise up with the head floating right on top like a helium balloon. Just let the head move a bit, very gently, and then let the head find its own place all by itself. It finds its own place of alignment. And the arms are rivers that are flowing down right and left. And the breath is allowed. Welcome. Hello, breath. I'm not controlling you. In the shrine, I no longer want to control you. I just want to listen to you. And now slowly the torso is going to turn to face the right leg, very gently, very slow, without any attempt to achieve much of anything. Make sure that you haven't created a very sort of dense back body. Let your back sort of float down while the front of the body is moving upwards from the pubic bone. It's a sort of up with the front of the body and down with the back body. And the breath. And then sometimes you sort of welcome the whole body as a mass of vibrating, cloud-like blob. You let it sort of blob its way into the openness. Yes, and now feel there's a cushion of air right in front of the torso. And the cushion of air is very slowly deflating. As it deflates, the torso moves into the space in front. Don't do it, just feel the support of the deflating cushion. And now stop deflating the cushion. Just stop. Make sure the breath is allowed. Make sure the left leg is sinking into this quicksand of the earth, not a hard earth. What's happening with the left hip? Yes, and maybe the cushion of air deflating a little bit more, just a little bit more. And then stop. Now the cushion of air is inflating very slowly, pushing the torso back to the vertical. Don't do it. You be the listening presence, tasting, tasting, tasting. You don't know when the torso is going to reach its alignment. You discover it. Yes, and now the torso back to the center, slowly. And all the way to the left. Hands hovering one another on top of your left thigh. And then empty the body of any weight. Shoulders, face, hips. This body living in me, not the other way around. Yes, nothing to do, no reason to explore, just tasting. And now the torso back to the center. And let your spine round itself. Slowly collapse your skeleton from the middle, the lower, middle, and upper back. As if your back body wanted to sort of kiss the space in the back. Breath is free, relaxing everything that is willing to be relaxed. Yes, and now without doing it, listen to the words. There's going to be a line of energy rising from the pubic bone, like a flame, a little flame from the pubic bone, caressing the space in front. So now you can let the body be moved by the words, this little line of energy licking the space in front from the lower abdomen, the belly, the middle torso, the upper chest, whole front of the body, touching, licking the space in front, your face, your throat. Welcoming any resistance or tension. When that happens, usually we create more resistance. We resist the resistance. So if there's resistance in the form of physical pain or attraction, take the time to really say yes to the no. Now slowly let the left leg open up to the left side. Very slow. Feeling the length of the left leg from the back of the thigh to the back of the knee, back of the calf, ankle, heel, whole length of the left leg. Very alive, the texture, whatever it's resting on, temperature. And I'll feel the length of the right leg from the right hip, right thigh, back of the knee, back of the calf, ankle, heel. Hello. It's not a thing. It's an experience. It's alive. Soles of your feet, little baby cat comes up, two little kittens come up to lick the soles of your feet. The heels, the whole length and sides of the foot, the top of the sole, the place between the toes, the little rough tongue of the little cats. Feeling the soles of the feet come alive. And now it's a little puppy dog, two little doggies coming up to lick the soles of your feet with their sticky, humid, warm tongues. Go for it, indulge, it's okay, sensual. Soles of the feet very alive. Back of the legs, kissing the earth. Top of the head floating, grazing the ceiling, and slowly folding the right leg so that the right foot comes against your left thigh. Do all of this very lazily. No effort. what's happening with the shoulders, with the jaw, what's happening with the back of the neck. Can you feel the back of the neck? Is it allowed to be licked by the space in the back? What about your armpits? Can you feel your armpits? Can you feel depth there so that your arms can sort of sink down all around that deep hollow of the armpits? Can you feel your hips, emptying the hips so that your legs can drop away from your torso? Just try and don't let my words impose anything. It's light, playful. Hello, body. We're just making friends, getting acquainted, reacquainting you with the space that surrounds you, with her, with the flow of life, reacquainting you with the flow of life so you can, well, you can live. Now the torso slowly turning towards the left side. Don't do it like a ghost. Feel it. And let your hands sort of rest either side of your left thigh. Palms down. Can you touch? Can you really feel that space under the fingertips, very alive? Is there a Scorpio there? Might there be something to be vigilant? A shard of glass, very alive, your fingertips. And now the cushion of air supporting your torso so that it can lean forward. And very slowly it's deflating, millimeter by millimeter, no pushing, no doer, no mover, just sensation. Stopping the deflating of the cushion. Feel the whole body. Empty the whole body in all directions of the weight. And the breath, it's allowed, it's free. The breath can lean into the cushion and feel supported. And again, a bit of deflation of the cushion. Don't do it. Don't live inside the torso. Just live as this presence that is tasting every little sensation, be it pleasant, unpleasant, tense, relaxed. Yes, and now that no more deflating. Pausing again, empty the shoulders, empty the hips. And then slowly, slowly reinflating the cushion. It carries the torso back. Slowly, last one to arrive wins. You're the space, so you have no agenda. You don't know what's going to happen. What's going to happen with the torso, with the spine, with the head, with the right shoulder, the left shoulder. Yes. And now the torso coming back to the center. Slowly, don't do it. And then very lazy, if you were sitting cross-legged and you feel like it, you can cross your left leg again or sit in whatever way is comfortable for your body. Hello, body. Hello, face. Let your face be your face. Just say thank you and feel it with all its tensions. It's hard to be a person out there, outside the shrine. And there's lots going on in the face area because that's where all the center of perceptions are. The seer, the hearer, the talker, the smeller, the thinker even. So thanking this amazing head, face. Feel maybe you could take your face in your hands and sort of bathe it in this openness. Bathe your face, let the openness move into the orbits of your eyes, into the cavities of your ears, your ear canals, lots of openness, into your nostrils, into your mouth, so that this openness caresses all the tension that gets accumulated. In your mouth, in your throat. Feel your teeth being caressed by the openness. Your tongue. Your whole head. Now gently just tracing a circle with your neck and your head, very gently, very smooth. Make it small so that it's not violent. And after a little while, feel you're not doing it, that it's happening without you doing it. That you're the openness, and it's just a sort of ironing out of a sensation in openness. You're going very slowly so that every little tension in the neck, in the nape of the neck, in the head, in the shoulder area, that all the little creatures that live and come out into this current of movement. Now the other way. Don't do it. Smooth, effortless. You're creating this little river that irons out all the tensions. Yes, and then let the head come back to its floating position on top of the spine, slowly. Hello. I know, because we were all this made the same way by whoever makes us, whatever makes us. I know that there is lots of difficult feelings, and when we slow down like this and listen to the body, as well maybe as feelings of space and transparency and moments of freedom, there are difficult feelings, because it's difficult to be human. It's full of difficulty. And part of gathering like this and listening to the body is to honor, in a way, the task of being human, directly at the level of the body. Not to be in too much of a hurry to transform or to spiritualize away our experience. It's already spiritual, whether it's suffering or whether it's peaceful and unconflicted. It's all spiritual. It's all appearing in the same mysterious presence. But maybe you can spend a few moments now going to the place of difficulty, whatever it may be for you. It may be a place in the body. It may be a place in your heart. Or rather, a feeling in your heart. It may be a sort of diffuse global feeling. Of heaviness, of sadness. There may not be one, so if not, then you can abide and extend your peace to all of us. But if there is a place, a felt place, and it may be that there's more than one, well, don't do anything other than acknowledging it, not with your mind, or not just with your mind, but sort of with your heart and with your bigger body. Recognize with compassion the place of darkness, and maybe that draws the feeling out a bit more. The sadness, the fear, the heaviness. And you can breathe, you can bring the breathing into a kind of helper. It's like the breath comes as a compassionate assistant. And with the in-breath, it carries more openness, more intensely the openness into the difficulty. And with the out-breath, it's carrying out what is willing to return to the openness, or it's softening, breathing in openness, breathing out softening, expanding, relaxing, expressing. Breathing in compassion, Breathing out, softening, expressing. Breathing in, not knowing. Breathing out, the burden of certainty, the burden of certain ideas and beliefs. Hello, body. Make sure that the whole of your body can be caressed, can be included. And I'm going to invite Ganga to sing for us again and let her words and her voice take your body. It wants to move, if your voice wants to come out and join Ganga. Thank you, Ganga. Feel free to say something about this chant if you like.
Maybe after the break.
Yeah, let's take 5 minutes then and we'll come back soon. Welcome back. Are you new, Rusha? Rusha Pandal?
Yes, Ellen. I just saw your interview on Buddha at the Gas Pump and I was totally mesmerized.
Welcome. Ganga, where are you? We hear your guitar, but you're not yet on the screen. Is anybody else new tonight? I don't think so. Liv, yeah, you looked familiar, but maybe you're not. Nice to have you with us. You want to say something, Ganga, about the last chant? So beautiful.
Yeah, it really touched me. It's a chant to Krishna, like last time, related to the heart devotion.
Well, Ganga has her own meetings and, you know, your voice is just so, so special. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we've got 20 minutes or so. And if anybody wants to share or has a question, yes. Rusha, go ahead.
So Ellen and Ganga, first of all, thank you so much for this wonderful meditation. And Ganga, you have such a divine, soothing voice. So thank you so much. Ellen, the question I had was, you know, when thoughts appear, they appear in awareness, but it feels like they appear in the head because there's so much like sensing and like it feels like you're in your head so much. Can you please guide me on that?
Well, you've started very, it sounds like you've already discriminated between the thoughts and the sensation of thinking. And both appear in the same awareness, right? Everything that's, you know, I'm not very sort of inclined. Okay, let me just think how I'm going to answer your question. So there's thoughts, right? Right now, there are thoughts and they appear in awareness. But then there's also the quality of thinking, the feeling of being the thinker, which often is located in the head area. And I think that's what you're saying. And there's nothing wrong with that, first of all. It's inevitable, you know? You're a little Rusha with lots of thoughts, and it takes effort to think. So sometimes there's sensations, but you can differentiate between the thoughts on the one hand and sometimes the sensation of thinking, just as it's artificial to do that because really there isn't such a separation. But when you're in the yoga and in these kinds of meetings, you can, for example, let's say there's thoughts during the yoga, you can trace the thoughts back into the feeling of thinking, the thinkingness. Often that will take you back into the head area, behind the forehead, behind the eyes. And there you will find whatever you find, but usually we find a sort of tension and heaviness and a feeling of the thinker. You know, the thinker is really just a sensation, that sensation of efforting, of... So then what, you know, all you need to do then is just listen, you know, listen to this tension and density and really recognize both with your intellect, with your intelligence, which you have, but also with your tactility. So recognize with your intellectual intelligence, but also with your emotional and body intelligence, recognize that this thinker sensation is appearing in something that is the real thinker, that itself is not tense. It's a tension that's appearing in pure relaxation. And the real thinker is not that tension. The real thinker is very mysterious. Just explore though, Rusha. Don't worry too much. Especially, do not think you mustn't. You mustn't feel it's wrong to feel that you're thinking. You know, it's normal. We all do it.
Yeah, that makes sense. Thank you so much, Ellen. And every time I have a thought or I have a negative thought, I go back, who is this person who is having this negative thought? And then I get blank. There is nothing. So there is no thinker. And it's just a thought which is appearing and then just dissolving.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's for sure. But at the same time, if you have a negative thought and you trace it back to the body, so you've been tracing the negative thought back to the I, mm-hmm. back to the I, and you've seen that you can't find such an I. But it's also good to take the negative thought and trace it back into the body, where you might find a negative feeling. And there, you know, to really give it a bit of space, because it might need a bit of space. Negative thoughts usually come out of contraction or
thank you guys for waiting. Ellen will be back. I think she's having a little trouble with the internet. So yeah, glitch in the matrix. Hi everyone. So I just got a message from Ellen, and her internet just collapsed, and that's her expression. So she apologized to y'all, and unfortunately we'll have to put a pause and the meeting to an end for tonight, but we'll email you shortly for any supplementary meetings next week. So sorry, but things happen. But I'm so happy that you all came, and we'll send you the recording and anything that we can, yeah, talk about in the email. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jean.
Thanks,
Ganga.
Thank you.
It was so amazing.
Thank you, Ganga.
Bye. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye. Yeah, Ganga, that was beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful singing. Thank you. Yes.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you so much, Ganga.
Thank you, Ganga.
Thank you, Eugene. Thank you for updating us.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Kira.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye,
Kira.
Bye, Maria.
Bye, guys. I'm so sorry.
Bye, everyone. Oh, you're back.
Bye, Corinne.
Thanks a lot.
We've returned.
Ellen's back.
I'm back, but
the poem.
How about the poem, Corinne?
Oh, Corinne has a poem. Corinne, go for it. Has your poem, and then we'll say bye. If I disappear, you can carry on, but do you have a poem, Corinne?
One just seems perfect. It just came up. So it's from Rilke, and blind friend who has come so far.
Wait. Start again, Coco, because we didn't hear. Go ahead.
Okay. From Rilke. Quiet friend who has come so far. Feel how your breathing makes more space around you. Let the surface be a bell tower and you the bell. As you ring, what batters you becomes your strength. Move back and forth into the change. What is it like, such intensity of pain? If the drink is bitter, turn yourself to wine. In this uncontainable night, be the mystery at the crossroads of your senses, the meaning discovered there. And if the world has ceased to hear you, say to the silent earth, I flow. To the rushing water, say, to the rushing water, speak, I am.
Thank you.
Take care, everyone. Yeah. Nice to have you back, Coco, and because I'm sorry because I forgot to send you the link last. Thanks. I will never put it.
Thanks, Coco.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ellen.
Bye. Bye, Kira.
Bye.
Bye, Doris. Bye, Claire. Bye, Gonga. Thank you again.
Thank you, Ellen.
Bye, Jan Marie. Bye, Maria. Bye, Ellen. Mm.